Not much change has occurred in the U.S. forecast today versus that of yesterday. It's certainly not in this first week of the outlook. The situation continues to be one of concern over dryness in parts of the region, but there is opportunity for at least some partial relief as we move forward through this next 5 to 7 day period, as we involve ourselves with two frontal boundaries. The first frontal system drops down from Canada and moves across the Great Lakes region over the weekend and settles into parts of Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. As we get to the latter part of the weekend, it stalls out there, and then it will turn around and come back northward as a warm front. And the most active part of that warm frontal boundary will likely be in Illinois, portions of Iowa and Wisconsin, as we move towards the first part of next week. The frontal system, when it comes southward from Canada, will produce random showers and some thunderstorms, so we're not expecting good coverage, and the majority of areas will probably not see much more than a quarter of an inch, maybe an isolated half-inch amount somewhere out there. Precipitation is certainly not going to be very well distributed, with less than 30% of the region in the northern parts of the Midwest being impacted by measurable rain. That system, as it goes back as a warm front, will be most significant again in the upper parts of the Mississippi River Basin. We could see some half-inch to 1-inch plus amounts of rainfall in several locations. The majority of the precipitation will still be lighter, though, and we do expect to see another cool front come in immediately following that. This frontal system coming in during the early part of next week will be a slow-moving front, and it will take 3 days to move from the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota down into the area from Kansas to the western Great Lakes region. Because of the slow movement of the frontal system, we'll likely see a few of the stronger thunderstorms produce some locally heavy rainfall, but it won't be very common across the region. Nevertheless, we should see relatively good coverage in the northwest half of the corn and soybean production region during the Monday through Wednesday period next week from this frontal system. A lot of the rain will run a quarter to three quarters of an inch, but I think there will be some local 1 and 1.5 inch amounts in several locations. The precipitation will certainly be beneficial wherever it occurs, and we'll likely expect it to be followed by drier weather again for a few days. The frontal system doesn't get much further to the south, however. Areas in eastern Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, and parts of southern Indiana, as well as Kentucky and the U.S. Delta, will probably not see much, if any, significant precipitation over the next 7 days. There will also be a warming trend across the Midwest for a little while until that cool front drops southward out of Canada. We'll look for the high temperatures working their way back into the 80s across a large part of the Midwest as we start off over the next couple of days. Now, we do have a cool air mass that's over the Great Lakes region today, and the highs there will be upper 60s and 70s. And as we go into the day on Friday, that will begin to retreat into New England. We'll look for 70 from Michigan into Ohio. Everybody else in the Midwest will see 80-degree highs and some lower 90s in the Southwest. As we go on out into the heart of the weekend, the warmer air will temporarily work its way through a larger part of the Midwest, with highs on Saturday mostly 80s and lower 90s, again warmest in the Southwest. And then a cool front, the one I mentioned before, will drop into the northern parts of the Great Lakes region, or the northern parts of the Midwest in general. In the Great Lakes region, we'll likely see highs back in the upper 60s and 70s, while 80s and lower 90s continue in the rest of the region. Next week's cool front in the northwestern Corn Belt will drop temperatures also, with upper 70 and 80 degree highs in the northwestern Corn Belt. But most of the southern parts of the Midwest will stay very warm because that frontal system is not expected to hold together as it moves southward. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.